On. There it goes. House Committee on Judiciary come to order. February 8th. We're going to do the hit and run bill first, and then we will move on to the other bill next. Open a work session on Senate Bill.
House Bill.
I'm sorry, thank you. House Bill 4055.
Chair, I move to adopt the dash three amendments dated February 7th, 2018.
Representative Williamson moves to adopt the dash three amendments dated February 7th, 2018. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4055 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 4055 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
It's my understanding that the advocates are going to continue to work on this bill as a work group, and so we may see it back on the House side if they do something different in the Senate. Mm. So.
Okay, thank you for that. Go ahead and call the roll, please.
Representative Gorsuch?
Yes.
Representative Greenlee?
Excused.
Representative Jones?
Aye.
Representative Power?
Aye.
Representative Sanchez?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
Aye.
Representative Stark?
Excused.
Representative Vile?
Testify. Excused.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr.
Aye. Motion carries.
I'll take it.
Representative Olson will be the carrier.
Stand at ease.
Yeah, and we, the committee will stand at ease. We're waiting for a couple members to come. Mm-hmm. House Bill 4145.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, House Bill 4145, you heard on Wednesday. This is the expansion of the prohibition on possession of firearms or ammunition by certain persons in domestic violence situations. It includes persons who are convicted of stalking or convicted of a qualifying misdemeanor who is also the parent or guardian of the victim of the offense in the prohibition. It includes individuals who had notice and opportunity for hearing on the court order but declined to request the hearing. And then another section of the bill requires the Department of State Police to enter qualifying convictions in the LED system and the NCIC system, and then to report to local law enforcement, including the district attorneys in particular jurisdictions where a sale was attempted, that a prohibited person attempted to purchase a firearm, and then to follow up within that year on what became of that attempted purchase and any investigation thereon. You have three amendments before you today. You have the dash one, which extends Oregon exemptions from certain firearm-related crimes to non-residents licensed to carry concealed handguns in other states, and specifies a competency requirement, Oregon's competency requirement that must be met in order for that to be extended. You have the dash two, which revises the measure. It returns the language around the restraining order hearing to current law. It includes a requirement the Department of State Police enter judicial findings or terms of judgment in the LED system. It modifies convictions required to be entered and requires the report of personally identifiable information in addition to the person's name when a reported purchaser attempts to possess firearms. The dash three removes the language on the order if the person had the opportunity to request a hearing and declined to do so, so returning it to current law. And it creates the crime of unlawfully obtaining a court order, specifying it as a Class A misdemeanor.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Post.
I want to ask a question. I'm not going to make a motion that I wanted to make. The motion is I would like to adopt the dash one and the dash three. I just want to make a statement of why that's important to me. I spoke with the governor the other day of my desire to have a truly bipartisan bill related to guns and domestic violence. And because I'm concerned about both, it feels like over the last 10 years or so that law-abiding gun owners in Oregon have had their heads beat against the wall by this legislature. And by introducing the dash one and the dash three into this bill, I think it's a win-win for everybody in this building and could really do something to shore up some people who are upset with us and we who are upset with them. I've reached out to the gun community. They would love it. And they would love the fact that the governor's bill is also then going to happen. And so I would make that motion if I thought it were worth the time and the energy to do it. I think it's really a way that we can see an amazing bipartisan bill in the way that this legislature was when it was a 30-30 tie. You would have had to do something like this. And so I want to get that on the record. I won't make the motion because of my great respect for the chair and for everybody on this committee.
I appreciate that. And as you may or may not know, we attempted to get some of that in that we were unable to.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Oh, sure. Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 2 amendments into House Bill 4145.
Representative Williamson moves the Dash 2 amendments into 4145. Is there any discussion before we vote? And we'll take a roll call vote.
Can I?
Yes, please.
So, Mr. Chair, I will make this motion and I will vote for this amendment. And I am not happy about that. As my district attorney, Rod Underhill, talked about the other day, and I know my sheriff has talked about, there is a real problem with people who do not show up at their restraining order hearings in order to keep their guns. And so we need to figure this out. They brought this forward because it is a problem and they see it in their courtrooms. And so I will, for the good of the order, support this amendment, but I will continue working with law enforcement on this issue and on the issue of domestic violence and weapons because it is a serious problem and this is an identified issue in that area.
Thank you, and I will just say I'm asking the colleagues from my caucus to give me a courtesy vote on this bill. I know it's difficult for people.
Say I know it is that several people on this committee have the same issue with this amendment.
Okay. Call the roll, please. I'm sorry, Representative Springer. I'm sorry.
Thank you, and if we could just briefly. Have staff tell us a little bit about the piece that talks about showing up for the hearing. I'd like to get that on the record for this amendment.
Certainly, Chair Barker, Rep. Springer. So that is section one of the bill here. This section of the measure deals with restraining order hearings. These are largely going to be family abuse prevention order hearings. The current status of the law is that if you have had an opportunity to come to the court and you choose to do so, and the restraining order remains in effect after that hearing where you have had notice and opportunity to discuss it. The restraining order is continued after that point. Then you are prohibited from possessing a firearm or ammunition. If you did not come to the hearing or request the hearing, then that order could not be including the possession of firearm and ammunition prohibition. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Representative Biden.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as I understand it, this Dash 2 essentially brings this bill into line with what we're already experiencing as a requirement in the military and law enforcement around this issue. Is that correct?
Chair Barker, Representative Vile, as far as the hearing is concerned, it would return it to current status of law for the reporting requirements into different systems, yes.
Thank you.
And Representative McLean, who's in the JAG in the Air Force, has said, told me this would bring it in line with that, with the military.
That's my understanding. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And thank you for coming up. We appreciate that.
Yep.
Call the roll, please, on the bill.
Yes.
Representative Greenland?
Excused.
Representative Post?
Aye.
Representative Power?
Aye.
Representative Sanchez?
We can change it if we need it.
I can come back.
Come back.
Representative Springer?
Aye.
Representative Stark?
Excused.
Representative Vile?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye.
Representative Sanchez?
2 seconds.
Sit down, limb over there. Motion carried.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4145 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Williamson moves House Bill 4145 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask for just a momentary recess to visit with some of my...
Committee stand at ease.
Very much.
Would you like to make a statement?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say that I appreciate very much the fact that this has continued to be the subject of, I think, very positive conversation among our colleagues, not only on the committee, but throughout the Capitol. And with the Dash 2 amendments, I will be in a position to support this. However, I want to make it clear that in so doing, I do so not only because I think we do need to recognize the effect of violence in our families, violence in our communities, and really address that, but I'm also voting in favor of this bill today because I think that this is sending a message not just about guns, but about the entire question of how we proceed in our families. I want it to be clear that I am not a proponent of relieving anyone of their firearms for any reason, but this is an exception that I think narrowly compels us to make a very important decision. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Representative Springer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I supported the Dash 2s, and I'm glad that we made that adjustment. I would have hoped for more adjustments. For that reason, I am going to be a no on the bill.
Okay, thank you.
Just briefly, Mr. Chair, I wanted to echo the comments of my colleague, Representative Williamson, and how I feel about the Dash 2s, but I am going to vote for the bill.
Okay, and I'll just make a very brief statement about this. Back in the 70s, early 70s, I was at an apartment in Kenton where I'd been before on domestic violence. And that night, it was like the classic bad movie. There was food on the wall where dishes had been thrown, and there was two little children in the place, and there was a dead mother who had tried to grab the gun, and her thumb had been blown off, and then she'd been shot. And it's those kind of things. If that gun hadn't been in there, maybe it would have just been another bad domestic dispute, and this was prior to mandatory arrest for that, but maybe we could have saved a mother's life there and those kids. And this is the kind of thing I believe this bill will help save primarily women. Okay, call the roll, please.
Representative Gorsuch?
Yes.
Representative Greenlink?
Excused.
Representative Post?
No.
Representative Power?
Aye.
Representative Sanchez?
Aye.
Representative Springer?
No.
Representative Stark?
Excused.
Representative Lyle?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Williamson?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye. Motion carries.
So.
Okay. Williamson and Barker will be the co-carriers.
I just want to give you a notice for the possibility of a minority report.
Okay, thank you. Representative Olson gives notice of the possibility of a minority report. Thank you, Representative Olson. Thank you, committee. Thank you, Representative Vile, for coming up. We appreciate you getting away from
my apologies for being
here. Oh, no.
Okay, committee, we stand adjourned. Thank you very much, everybody, for all the work that went into this one.